with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time 8:31, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Jax Cole of Emporia High Student Council. Blood drive coming up next week.
Jax, good morning. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Hey, glad to have you in. How are things going for you today?
Oh, they're going good.
Yeah, you're about set for a couple of extra days off. Does that mean a little bit of extra planning time here for your blood drive next week?
Oh, yes, it does. Lots of phone calls.
Oh, lots of phone calls. So what do you got, I guess, maybe on the planning side before you officially have this a week from tomorrow?
Well, when we're planning the blood drive, we've got to make sure that we get enough donors. So it's going to be a lot of things like this, making sure that we can get the word out. So that's why I'm talking here. Like, we will make several phone calls to every donor that we can to try and get enough people.
All right, so let's first, Jax, date and time and location of said blood drive.
Well, it will be on February 22nd in the junior varsity gym at the Emporia High School, and this will be from 7:30 in the morning until about 2 in the afternoon.
Okay. How many spaces do you currently have that need to be filled? How many registration slots, at least, that you can see right now that you need to have filled here to reach your goal?
So to reach our goal, we need 40 more donors, but we have a total of 147 open slots, so that's about 80 more people that we can accept.
Goodness, so you do need to make some phone calls, I guess, here to get this going. Talk a little bit about the partnership that the Student Council has had, at least from your short period of time on the board there for Student Council, and talk about the work that you're doing here with the American Red Cross and some of the conversations that you guys have had.
So we've been partners with the Red Cross for so very, very many years. We've done several really large blood drives here at the high school, but after COVID, things have really slowed down, and we have a Red Cross representative, and we talked to her, and she saying people just aren't coming out and donating like they used to, and it's real shortage. There is actually about 25% of what all, like, through all the blood banks, there's 25% of what we had last year. So there's a huge blood shortage, and we really need to try and get donors in.
I think the Red Cross is deeming this critical, is the blood shortage right now. So if you can help and donate, please look at the American Red Cross Emporia High School blood drive coming up next week. If people want to make a reservation, Jax, and donate blood during the high school's drive, how can they do that?
The best way to get signed up would be to go to the redcrossblood.org website and search for our blood drive, which is at the high school, or reaching out to the high school and they can get you set up there.
Jax, I've got a couple more questions here for you. First off, once the drive takes place here Thursday, what's your role going to be? Are you going to be just kind of casually observing from the background, or are you going to be a little bit more heavily involved here with things? And how about the rest of your student council members?
So we encourage all of the student council members to help out. We have several different spots that the student council members can fill. So when donating blood, we've got a couple people up front. That's where I am. I sign in the donors, tell them what they need to do before they can donate blood. And then we've got two other positions that you can be. You can be an escort, or you can work the canteen, which is getting all the donors the snacks so that they don't pass out or have a bad reaction. And the escorts will talk to people while they're donating blood.
Don't want to pass it out, that's for sure.
Mm. No.
So what time do things start?
So me and the other person running this drive, which is actually our student council president this time around, Ip Faulkner, we will get there about 6 o'clock to welcome in the Red Cross, help them set up, and then about 7:30 is when we're going to start receiving donors.
Okay. My last question for you, Jax, is given what you talked about, you know, just about the national need, I know the Red Cross Central Plains Unit will be, you know, they'll be continuing to talk about this for a while, being urgent to critical for the need here much closer to home. What does it mean for you to be part of an effort like this to at least maybe put a little bit of a dent in the need?
So with me being the co-chair of this, it means that I have to try and make sure that our drives are as successful as possible. So we have even more drives happening this year that as soon as this one's over, we're going to be planning the next one. And even over the summer, I'm going to still be the chair, and so I'll be planning more drives and trying to get the donors in, making sure that we can get as many people as possible to donate blood.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Jax, really appreciate your time with us here today. Best of luck next week, and hope you are able to be fruitful with those phone calls here over the next couple of days, even though they're supposed to be days off for you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Way to go. Good job, Jax.
Thanks, Jax.
Good luck with that blood drive. Coming up a week from tomorrow, February 22nd, at Emporia High School. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. Sunshine, 34 degrees, it's 8:38.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three police officers in Washington, D.C.